Unit 3. Celebration. Warm-up. Exercise 2. Listen. Which six celebrations do you hear? 1.
What a lunch. Roast turkey and vegetables, then Christmas pudding. When we pulled the crackers, the dog barked. We took out the toys, laughed at the jokes, put on the silly paper hats and laughed again.
2.
The priest is putting some water on the baby's head and giving him a Christian name.
3.
What an exciting game. Our team won at last.
Let's go and have a drink to celebrate. 4.
The boy is blowing out the candles on the big cake with everyone saying good wishes.
5.
Look, the groom is putting the ring on the bride's finger. How happy the couple are.
6.
Thousands of people are in Times Square, waiting for the clock to strike 12.
Lesson 10. Exercise 3. Listen and decide why each person is celebrating. 1. Dave.
I never thought I'd do it. I mean, I've had so many driving lessons, and, as you know, I've failed twice. I feel just great. Today, I drove my mum to the supermarket, and she says a car this weekend.
2. Mike.
I was very lucky to get it. There were 20 other applicants, and I was interviewed by 3 people. The salary's good, but I'll have to travel over 40 miles to get to work every day.
3. Ava.
It's a terrific opportunity. 1 year at one of the best schools in California. And the best thing is that my English will be excellent after 1 year in America.
4. Lisa.
I'd just like to say how much I've enjoyed working with you all. It's a sad time for me, but also a happy one. I've got plenty to do at home. All the things I never had time to do before. I want to take art classes, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of my family. And, of course, I'll come to see you from time to time. Thank you very much.
Exercise 4. Listen to the radio program and check your answers.
Our theme on Culture Corner this week is parties. And we have a couple of teenagers from Britain in the studio, Jenny and Carl. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Thanks for inviting us.
So, could you perhaps give some advice to our listeners about what to do and what not to do at parties in the UK?
Well, obviously, it depends on what kind of party it is. You know, if it's very formal, you should dress smartly.
Yes, but nowadays you don't have to be too formal. I mean, I never wear a tie, except at weddings, maybe.
Right.
Are there any special things you should do when you are invited to someone's house?
Again, it depends. You shouldn't arrive late to a dinner party. The dinner could be ruined. You should be on time.
And you should take something with you. Maybe a bottle of wine or a box of chocolates.
Yeah, or flowers, maybe.
What about the sort of parties teenagers like yourselves go to?
Ah, well, they're not so formal.
No, we don't really have any rules. But you shouldn't drink too much at parties.
And you shouldn't accept a lift home from a person you don't know.
Yeah, you must be careful.
What about the stories?
Communication workshop. Speaking. Exercise 1. Read and listen to the dialogue at a party. Which of the underlined words in the function file express surprise? Which ask for repetition? Write S or R in the box.
Hi, I'm Jamie.
Hello. My name's Katrina.
Katrina?
Katrina, yes. Pleased to meet you. I'm from Mexico.
Really? That's interesting. I'm from Tasmania.
I'm sorry?
Tasmania.
No! That's where my mum's from.
She isn't.
Yeah, she's from Hobart.
I don't believe it. And what do you do? I'm an astronaut. An astronaut.
Oh, fascinating. I'm a bullfighter.
You're joking.
No, it's true.
And what do you do in your free time?
I enjoy cooking, and I collect stamps.
Review. Exercise 6. Listen and put the words from this module into the correct group according to the stress pattern.
Reception, balloon, festival, celebration. Unusual, wedding, carnival, birth. Retirement, invitation, traditional, fireworks. Exam, Japan, important, spectacular. Decoration.